it's the high of the three-day weekend or the barbecue coma that's just wearing off, but I'm feeling great. After a year of isolation, it feels good, dare I say, easy to socialize, break bread, and stare at something other than a screen. And with summer 2021 a stone's throw away, we've got even more to look forward to. In the meantime, let's get to the heart and soul of why we're here, transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, your weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Why is Paraguay homing in on commodity transactions? How are Ukrainian taxpayers feeling about newly proposed requirements? And what's the United States' latest play in the global minimum tax game? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. It's out with the old and in with the new in Paraguay. The South American country introduced new transfer pricing rules related to commodity transactions. The new guidance, General Resolution Number 86, was released in December 2020 and went into effect on April 17th. What can taxpayers expect? The guidance covers the application of the sixth method, which is utilized for export commodities on some of our favorite things, rice, corn, wheat, soy, and more. Is it just me, or is anyone else feeling hungry? Taxpayers will have to adjust recorded commodity prices to those of the price published by the relevant exchange and illustrate it in the transfer pricing technical report. They will also need to spell out related party transactions, the party relationship, and total exports. If you're paying taxes in Ukraine, now's the time to listen up. Ukraine did a major overhaul of its tax code, which affects, you guessed it, transfer pricing. Taxpayers can expect a laundry list of new additions and requirements. Are you really that surprised? It includes an adoption of the three-tier documentation approach and a broadened definition of dividends. It also lays out rules around controlled transactions with commodities and the necessary economic justification for controlled transactions. For taxpayers, the new obligations feel thicker than a bowl of borscht, but for the tax authority, it's the chance to up their compliance strength and oversight. Everyone loves a good proposal story, but before you get wrapped up in the ring, the surprise, and the getting down on one knee, it's not that kind of proposal. This is a transfer pricing podcast, after all. The U.S. recently, though, proposed a 15% global minimum tax, a concession to the Biden administration's original 21%. While the plan has some countries racing to say, I do, it's giving others cold feet. Ireland has voiced its very public opinion against the tax, or at least anything higher than 12.5%, while Hungary considers it, quote, a violation of financial sovereignty, unquote. Even with the mixed bag of viewpoints, the U.S. Treasury still seeks the possibility of a higher rate, announcing that, quote, discussions should continue to be ambitious and push that rate higher, unquote. With Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 decisions in a stalemate, this global tax boxing match has definitely been thrilling to watch, and it's not over yet. And just like that, you're up to speed on the latest in transfer pricing. We know you're busy stocking up on sunscreen and pool floats, but why not take a minute and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Just like the air conditioners are ramping up, so are the transfer pricing headlines. You know where to find them. We'll catch everyone next week.